this past week I had an interesting experience. I had to go up to the Golan, and I was standing, I had a meeting with someone, and we were standing at the shores of the Kinneret, what we call in English the Sea of Galilee. And of course, I was a bit surprised, actually a bit disturbed by the fact that, as all of you know, and all those who keep abreast of what's doing in Eretz Yisrael, the shores of the Kinneret are quite low. The water is no longer as much as it used to be, no longer at the level that it should be, as it evaporates with the heat of the country and the lack of rain flow. That is, of course, a large part of our prayers here in Eretz Yisrael. Mashiv haruach morid hageshem. Well, sure enough, I'm standing with this woman who I'm meeting with, and she, as I realized very quickly, is not a religious person. And she says to me, as I she saw the expression on my face, the disarray, the disappointment, and the lack of water in the Kinneret, and she said to me, "Atem ro'im, atem lo hitpalaltem kebo shetzarich." She said to me, "You see, you people did not pray the way you should have, or the way we would have expected." Well, I found it very disturbing, because I didn't really understand, what does she mean by "you people"? I mean, she too is a Jewish person, and I said to her, "What is with this reference to you people didn't pray properly? Last time I checked, you're also Jewish. You're also part of the Jewish people, and when we talk about responsibility, it is one which is a national or collective one, certainly with regards to our prayers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Well, she didn't agree with that, and she said, "Well, I have my own methods, my own ways of dealing with these problems." I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, why don't you let me in? Let me know what your ways are, and maybe we'll try that way. Any way that works is certainly resourceful." So she said, "Well, I'll tell you, my way is that first we have Derech Eretz, respect to one another, and once Derech Eretz exists amongst the Jewish people, then we can go on and deal with prayer." So I said, "You know, while I agree with you, there is no question that Derech Eretz kadma la Torah, we are lacking with the proper respect, the proper approach, proper attitude that we should demonstrate to one another, a certain tolerance, certain sensitivities that lack within Am Yisrael today, particularly in the land of Israel. But nonetheless, when we talk about prayer, when we talk about our relationship with God, and even when we talk about our relationship with one another, it's extremely important for us to recognize that Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. All of us hold responsibility, accountability for one another." And while I found her comments perhaps insightful and at the same time very disturbing, what I find most disturbing is that we have a tendency to make collective statements. We're very judgmental with regards to negative connotations, in particular to Amcha, to the larger nation, to the collective of the Jewish people. And when we do so, it is very, very disruptive, it's very irresponsible, and it can be very detrimental to the very essence of the existence of the Jewish people. This conversation that I had with her shed light with regards to a particular question that I had in relation to last week's parsha, Parshat Behalotcha, and in connection to this week's parsha, Parshat Shlach. And while what I'm about to tell you might seem a very obvious answer to the question I'm going to pose, nonetheless, based on the conversation that I had at the Kinneret, it clearly appears that the answer is very worthwhile and worthy of being repeated. The question that I had is, in last week's parsha in Baalotcha, we experience the unfortunate consequence of Lashon Hara, whereby Miriam and Aaron HaKohen speak improperly, out of place, with regards to Moshe and his relationship with his wife Tzipporah. And we know sure enough that Miriam was punished. She received tzara'at, leprosy. But after the 7 days of her tzara'at, she then is reunited with Moshe, with Aaron. Everyone makes peace. Am Yisrael are intact, and they move on. But in this week's parsha, essentially, the same thing happens. But here we're dealing with the Meraglim, a group of Nisiei Amcha Yisrael, a group of leaders of Am Yisrael, also talk improperly, or refer Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Motziim Dibat Haaretz. They talk slanderously with regards to the land of Israel. What is the difference between what happens with Miriam and Aaron and between what happens with the Meraglim? Because the consequences that the Meraglim face and the entire Jewish nation face as a result of talking Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, or as a result of talking condescendingly with regards to the nation and the land, the punishment is rather very, very severe. Certainly, in comparison to the consequences of Miriam and Aaron when they speak about Moshe. Why is this? What is the marked difference between both of these episodes? Well, the answer is fairly obvious. Because when you look at Perek Yudbet Pasuk Aleph, the Torah, in describing what Miriam and Aaron do, says as follows: "Vatedaber Miriam ve'Aaron b'Moshe al odot Aisha akushit asher lakach." Miriam and Aaron talk about Moshe with regards to the black woman that he took as his wife. Again, the emphasis in the Pasuk is a personal one. Miriam and Aaron talk with regards to a personal relationship that Moshe has with his wife, or the very fact that Moshe took this wife in the first place. And sure enough, when God gets angry at Moshe and Miriam and Aaron, again, it is based on a personal agenda. Vayichar af Hashem bam vayelach. God is angry with who? Bam. With them. With Miriam and Aaron specifically. And indeed what follows in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Aaron al Moshe, Aaron pleads the case of Miriam when he sees that she is afflicted with tzara'at. Be Adoni, he says, please, my servant, Al na tashet aleinu chatat asher na'alnu v'asher chatanu. Do not hold us accountable with the sin that we have performed, that we have transgressed towards you. He begs for forgiveness. But the description in the Torah describes an individual, an isolated incident, which disrupts the interpersonal relationship and connection between whom? Between Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And then it is resolved. This is quite a marked difference with regards to the Meraglim. When the Meraglim approach in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chof Vav, the Torah tells us upon their return after scouting, in a matter of words, the land of Israel, Vayelchu, they went collectively as one, Vayavou El Moshe V'Al Aaron, Ve'el Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Now the Meraglim, who were originally sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Moshe, now they come back not only to Moshe, who sent them in the first place, not only to Aaron, who is the leader of Am Yisrael with Moshe, but they return to whom? El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. To all of the congregation, the community of Am Yisrael. Their focus, their clear purpose is to relay a message, not to the leadership, but to the entire nation. Their focus, their purpose is to disrupt the harmony that exists within an Am, within a nation. And indeed, the Torah confirms In Pasuk Lamed, Vayohas Kolev Es Ha'am, after they give their initial report, the Meraglim, immediately it appears that all of the nation, Ha'am, the entire Jewish people as one, start to grow uncomfortable. They start to complain. They're very uneasy with the report that is given forward to them. Vayas Kolev Es Ha'am, Kolev, in his righteousness, attempts to quiet them down. Says Rashi, Hishtik et Kulam. Kolev comes to quiet down. Who? Not Moshe, not Aaron, not just a small group of people. Kulam. The directed target here is the entire collective audience of Am Yisrael. Kolev is faced with the task of quieting everyone down. And finally, the Torah confirms in Pasuk Lamed Bet immediately following, Vayotziu dibat haaretz asher taru ota el b'nei Yisrael. They, as one, the Meraglim, speak dibat haaretz negatively about Eretz Yisrael, of which they spied, to whom? El B'nai Yisrael. They are no longer interested or concerned with reporting to the leadership, i.e. Moshe and Aaron. Now they have them in the palm of their hands. They are now focused completely on addressing B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people. Why? Because this attack against Eretz Yisrael is not a personal one. This is not a personal issue. It is not vindictive, but rather it is communal. It is national. When it comes to something between Aaron and Miriam against Moshe, it's a personal issue. It's something that has to do with their own interpersonal relationships. But when all of a sudden various interpretations are subject to communal and national ramifications, then the effects of the message that is transmitted can be terribly detrimental and can be terribly destructive at the very core of what Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael represent. Responsible leadership, such as we would have expected from Nisiei Yisrael, Elokimem, from the leaders of Am Yisrael, would have considered the ramifications and the consequences of the effect that someone can have when he talks in collective, when he is willing to say, you people did not pray hard enough. How careful we have to be with the words that we choose, particularly when we are dealing with the mainstay and with the welfare of an entire nation, such as Am Yisrael. This past week, I was terribly upset because I read in one of the Aloni Shabbat, one of the Shabbat pages that they publish and give Divrei Torah from various Rabbanim. So a tremendous Rav, who is well respected, who obviously will go unnamed, asked the question, and he's rather known for his extreme views, something which unfortunately is not uncommon here in the land of Israel. And he asked the question, Mahi Tzionut Datit? What is religious Zionism? A question which, by the way, should pervade and disturb all of us, and a question which is not easy to answer, but should certainly or is certainly worthy of inquiry and understanding. Well, when he goes into this question of what is religious Zionism, one would have expected him to talk about the philosophy, the approach, the outlook of what religious Zionism represents, Ahavat Eretz Yisrael, Ahavat Medinat Yisrael, Ahavat Am Yisrael, service in the army, service to the people, service to the nation. one who wants to contribute as much as possible, both financially as well as physically, in Mesirut Nefesh, for the sake of Am Yisrael, wherever they may be, and for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, our land and our home nation. Nonetheless, he goes in, and I'll just quote you a few words of what he has to say. Shifat ha'achdut im kol ha'am kulo. Longing for new unity, for oneness with all of the nation, mitoch hakara b'sgulat Yisrael hakayemet, in recognizing the outstanding character that we have, etzel kol adam Yisrael, recognizing the outstanding attributes that every person has within the Jewish nation, even those who are not religious. Afilu etzel ozvei Torah, even those who do not subscribe to the Torah, nonetheless, also are part of the Jewish nation. Einam mema'etet et charifut ha'bikoret al ozvei Torah mitzvot. He says, do not think for a moment that even though we recognize all those in the Jewish nation, that at the same time we do not criticize, and we are not against those who leave Torah and Mitzvot, those who are not religious. Meaning, says this Rav, regardless of the fact that we in the religious Zionist movement embrace the entire Jewish people, disregarding their religious affiliation, we nonetheless are just as critical, and we are just as anti those actions that are not religious, those people who do not demonstrate subservience to religiosity. I thought to myself, why demonstrate in a question of what is religious Zionism that we too are not tolerant of those who are not religious? What do you mean we too? Why not accentuate the positive of what religious Zionism demonstrates? But rather what I realized this rabbi's response was not accentuating how we differentiate ourselves because of the ideological mantra that we have, but rather it was demonstrating that we can be just as critical, just as strongly anti-religious as the Haredi world, as the black hat world as well. As if we have to defend ourselves and demonstrate that we can be just as intolerant against those who are not religious in order to show the fine greatness of what the ideology of religious Zionism represents. He continues, Ach mi she'emunato itana, udveikato betorah mitzvot amuka. Someone who believes in God and who clings to what the Torah and mitzvot have to offer, who eino tzarich levater al mitzvot ahavat Yisrael afilo larechokim. He doesn't have to give up the mitzvah of loving Jews, even those who are not religious. Listen to what he says. Hu yachol le'ehov et ha'neshama ha'elokit she'yesh bahem. He can love and he can cherish the neshama, the Jewish neshama that exists inside every Jew. Ve'le'ehov et ha'ma'asim ha'tovim shebahem. He can love and appreciate the good deeds, the kindness that may exist inside of them. Yachad, together with, im hasina v'abikoret al ha'ma'asim ha'ra'im shelahem. Together with the hatred and criticism. Listen again, I say, sina v'abikoret, the hatred and criticism that we should have of their ma'asim ra'im, of their misdeeds, of their lack of guidance or subscription to Torah mitzvot. How can we have our rabbanim responsibly use the word sinah, hatred, in talking about the Jewish people? We have an isser called sinat chinam, hating for no reason. So because, or am I to understand, that if a Jew does not keep Torah mitzvot, that is a reason that we have to hate him? Or that is a reason to print publicly that we hate his deeds? I don't think so. I think the vernacular, the lashon, the language that he chose could have been chosen differently. We can say that we understand the value of Torah and mitzvot, and we hope and pray for the day when those who do not will also realize the great positive value in Torah and mitzvot as well. But to use the words that we can love who they are, that we can embrace their good deeds, together with hatred of the deeds that they do as well, to me that is completely irreprehensible and completely unacceptable, particularly from Rabbanim, from rabbis who are meant to demonstrate to the entire Jewish nation what it means to be patient, what it means to embrace sensitivity, what it means to have a certain tolerance to the fellow Jewish people, with regards that we always refer to all of us collectively, HaMevarech et Amo Yisrael Bashalom. We do not differentiate with those who are religious and not religious. We pray for the day when all people in Am Yisrael will recognize the value of what the Torah has to offer, but it must be done in a positive way, without using language that can be so insulting and can destroy the very base of integrity that the Torah is based upon. Have we not learned from the mistakes of the past, from the mistakes of the Nisiei Yisrael, Vayotziu Dibat Haaretz El Kol Ha'am, how careful we have to be with regards to the reflective language that we use that can affect an entire nation, Am Yisrael. And therefore the Ramban makes this distinction as well. The Ramban on Pasuk Lamed Bet in this week's Parsha says, Vayotziu dibat haaretz el b'nei Yisrael. They directed a vendetta against the Jewish people. Ki alchu milifnei Moshe v'Aaron. V'ayu omrim be'Elohim ki eretz ochelet yashvea. At first they approached in front of Moshe v'Aaron, the Jewish people, these meraglim, these spies. And they said, it's a land that is difficult. Ki mitchila kesheayu amrim lehem lifnei Moshe v'Aaron, she'eret zebat chula v'dvashui, kalev amar ki achol duchala. At first they saw, when they said to the Jewish people, this is going to be a tough thing to deal with, well, Kalev appeased everybody. He calmed them down. He says, we can deal with it. We can move forward. And everyone in the Jewish nation believed in Kalev. They received a certain amount of affirmation, a certain amount of strength, an inner willingness to continue. But then they came for the jugular, the meraglim. Azotziu lahem diba b'fnei atzmam. Tichtiv ha'aretz asher avarnu ba ad shialinu kol ha'eda. Then they stepped forward and persisted on criticizing Eretz Yisrael until they stirred the entire nation to be against the idea of settling Eretz Yisrael, the idea of conquering Eretz Yisrael, the idea of aligning themselves with the entire purpose of Yetziat Mitzrayim, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind in the first place of taking us out of Mitzrayim in the very onset. How careful we have to be when we speak, certainly when it's directed with regards to the entire Jewish people. Rabotai, let's speak collectively. Let's make reference to the entire Jewish nation. But let's do so by accentuating the positive, by accentuating the greatness of what we represent. When we talk about Eretz Yisrael, there are many negative things that can come to mind. But should we not, when we refer to Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, let's talk about the pasuk Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvashi, the land of milk and honey, the land of promise, the land which is the address for all Jewish people at any time in history to return and to realize the dream of what it means to be a nation in the land of Eretz Yisrael, to be united as one and subscribe together to a greater dream, to the reality of what truly serves purpose in our lives. Only by recognizing these ramifications of what it means to be one, to be collective with positive purpose, only then can we realize the dream of what Kalev says in this week's Parsha, Ki Achol Nuchal La. Shabbat Shalom.